around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thanks for being on time. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, March 29th. Off we go yet again with another edition of this award-winning program as we talk everything and anything in the world of travel. Great to be back with all of you today. 25% of 2025 essentially is over. I mean, the year is certainly moving right along at a fast clip. Think about that.
You just love
Robert
these numbers.
Loves numbers.
I mean, think about that. I'm thinking about that today.
My life is over. Jeez.
By the way, I'm going to start off this way. I want to say thank you to everybody out there listening who shared how much you've enjoyed our recent travels and the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise that we heard us do with Seabourn. It was another excellent success. Now we are looking forward to a number of you joining us in August. Where are we going to be? We're going to be in Alaska when we do another one with them. That's going to be the big Let's Go America Tour Alaska cruise. It's going to be such a great trip. And just as we did 2 weeks ago from Grenada, by the way, came back with a lot of spice from there, which we are enjoying.
Yeah, really liked Grenada.
Oh, we did. Mm-hmm. Exactly, very much. But we're going to be broadcasting this program live from Alaska with Seabourn. So there are only a few cabins left. At least that's what we were told. So they're, frankly, at this point, maybe there are not any. But if you were thinking about you want to go and you want to travel with Mary and me in Alaska this August, there's a special offer that's running. It runs out the end of March, which will be Tuesday, or actually, I guess Monday, because April 1st is coming really quickly. As I just said, 25% of the year of over, Mary.
Think you about said it again.
I am.
Thanks for saying
head.
It again.
So just go to our website, click at the link at the top of our homepage for all the info, and get signed up, okay, folks? All right, well, we've certainly had a lot of Caribbean travel, Mary, over the past 2 months, if you think about it. Had a little spring break at South Beach mixed in as well, so good morning
to
you.
Oh, my goodness, we did.
It's been a long time since we've been here in the studio.
It has. It's actually great to be back. Feels good to be back.
Exactly.
Good
we're fired
back,
up. We're ready to go.
Talking to our listeners.
A lot of energy.
Travel. Yeah, feels good.
Well, the audience was on time.
How could you not come back from so many days in the Caribbean feeling re-energized and kind of renewed? I feel good.
It's going to be in the 70s here in New York
yep.
today. It's great.
Well, that's helping, so, too. It's going to be beautiful today yeah. here.
So, Rudy, how's life treating you there in St. Paul, Minnesota?
Well, it's a typical spring. I did go down to Florida for about a week while you were away, and that was very nice. It was 70 degrees here yesterday, which is way above normal. Today, it will be a high of 40, and tomorrow, snow is expected. So
that's Minnesota.
You don't know what. You wake up, and then you go, is it spring? Is it summer? Is it winter?
You don't know. Well, you know that. Well, you pick. Get your choice there. That's what
yeah.
you can do.
Yeah.
Bobby, listen, what I'm happy about, Mary knows, baseball is back this week, thankfully. Our family actually is doing a family baseball competition this year. RJ initiated. Mary right now is in the lead
so,
after two games.
I just want to tell the American traveling public who's tuned in right now that I am in first place. Two games into the season.
Yeah. Two games.
But I'm learning my strategies. I've never been invited before. I was invited this year. Yep. Thank you. Yep. We'll see
now,
how I am.
As a good we'll husband, see, though, yeah. I am helping.
Oh, my gosh. You had to tell everybody
well,
that. All right. I'm getting a little assistance in the strategy. However,
it would make me very happy if you beat
us. You have to admit, I picked some good players.
No, you did. No,
yeah,
you
I did my research did. Yeah, on that, yeah, so feeling pretty good about it.
How do you feel about your Rangers down there in Dallas, Bobby?
Not so great. Your beloved Boston Red Sox, Robert, they took us out on opening day. We got to figure out our back end of the bullpen situation, but 1-1 so far.
Yeah, well, yeah, beloved, and folks who know that, we don't. That's a name we don't
that's
even want
like
to talk
a,
about.
A jinx,
I know we have
yeah.
an affiliate in the Boston area there.
You might want to walk that.
We don't want to
back.
Talk about the Yankees right now. Listen, we're 1-0. We'll see what happens today.
This is a great time to transition back to travel.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
So you just heard us talking about all the wonderful feedback that we did get from a lot of you who wrote into us about our big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. So
a lot of it.
Very popular destination, clearly. And now there's a detailed recap posted on the homepage at rmworldtravel.com. So if you did not follow it and you want to check it out, please do. You're going to find it under the Let's Go America Tour section. You're going to see a ton of photos, social media posts, listener comments, testimonials, All kinds of things. Plus, of course, the audio of the broadcast is up. And I think it all really captures the spirit of what we experienced. That really was a fantastic trip. So while you're on the homepage of our website checking that out, there are new travel polls posted for you to vote. And we are testing your knowledge of famous places with these polls. So please give them a look and make your selection, because I think they're pretty interesting questions. Really curious to see what...
We'll keep mixing it up.
Yeah. It's kind of like Travel Jeopardy.
Yeah, well, there we are. But we don't have the theme music for this.
No. So. Although I think Bobby could probably get that.
He could get to that easily.
Bobby could do.
All right. Well, listen, we have not had a chance to do a really solid travel news roundtable, I think, since early March. It's been a while. So much going on out there in the world of travel. So I'm going to just start us off. I'll throw this out, and then Mary Rudy will go, I guess, in that order today. But a few weeks ago, we shared, how Southwest Airlines announced that they're now going to charge for checked bags. Frontier quickly moved to say, well, two bags with us, you can check for free. But they're a limited airline, so that's more PR, in my opinion, than something that's really going to move the needle. But as Southwest Airlines tries to mirror more and more of the big airlines, right, Delta announced a new status match program that will give Southwest A-list members, that's their highest level of flyers, Delta Gold Medallion status, and Southwest A-list Preferred, even higher, members, Delta Platinum Medallion status. So I actually think this is something that will have some impact, because besides getting flight upgrades now, Gold and Platinum Delta members, they can get early boarding groups, waived baggage fees, and a lot more. So I applaud this move by Delta, actually. I mean, this is how competition is meant to work in business, right? So I don't know, Mary, Rudy, any thoughts on it?
Well, go ahead, Mary.
I don't know. I'm a little down on the airlines these days with all of these. Southwest, I'm really not happy about with the bags situation charging.
And, Bob Jordan said that they found that really made no – people didn't make the decision on two bags.
Yeah, I don't – but that's just the heart of that airline.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that, though, that Delta's saying, hey, listen, disgruntled Southwestern flyers, come on over to our airline and we're going to give you some status.
Well, Frontier also made a comment this week alluding to the fact of what Southwest is doing.
Yeah, but they're but I'll tell you who's not doing it. American,
as
I continue to say, they're a transactional airline.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I have some news on American. So apparently American, let's see if this is a perk, you guys. See if you think this is a perk. American has now started allowing passengers to use AAdvantage miles to purchase in-flight food and beverages. So do you want a turkey sandwich? You want to give up some miles for a turkey? Crackers,
but it's rubber poison meat, because that's not what
right.
They
so, no, seriously, do you think that's a good perk?
No,
either one
no.
of you.
Delta does it in their clubs. You can buy a $100 bottle of champagne for X
in exchange for some miles. Yeah,
I just think it's a huge brand shift. Wait till the Southwest flyers find out how many miles Delta requires for a free domestic ticket, and wait till they see how their fares are. I fly Delta all the time. I'm elevated status on Delta, and I have no choice because they're a big hub here in Minneapolis, but. Southwest, it's too different. It's like saying, well, I loved my Mercedes, but that, that Ford Escort looks pretty good.
All right, but Rudy, to Mary's point on America there, listen, nobody wants to eat the food anyway, but now they're going to charge you mileage?
I would never give up my miles for food on an airline. No. I don't think that's a perk at all. I think that's a marketing scheme, and I don't like it.
There's too
much. Unless you only have 3,000 miles, what the hell, buy a bag of peanuts, right?
Exactly. So, all right, Rudy, we only have about 30 seconds, less than that.
Well, there are these tourism boards all over the world trying to get you to come visit them. In Kyoto, which is the most popular destination in Toyota, they're about to raise from $6 a night per person the hotel tax to $60 a night per person a hotel tax on the more expensive hotels in town. That's a big
Here we are. Well, maybe we can use our airline miles for that there, American, whatever. That's something. So, all right, after this quick sponsors break, Alex Sharp, CEO of Signature Travel Network, he's going to join us. We're going to fire up that show hotline. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. Folks, 90% of the show is still ahead. Stay with us.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can't pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is more aggressive than ever, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Get ahead of this with the experts at Tax Network USA. In fact, Tax Network USA has a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid. But you need to move fast with April 15th coming. This is a free service, and it's 100% confidential. Visit TNUSA.com/carrier, call 800-958-1000, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day and at your next check. checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors. Escape the madness that is March and get yourself some everyday earbuds by Raycon at buyraycon.com/carry. With active noise cancellation that drowns out the most maddening sounds, their everyday earbuds are your quieting sidekick for the gym, for work, and really for everywhere in between. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands, you're going to save some money. So go to buyraycon.com/carry, get 20% off the best-selling everyday earbuds, or visit rmworldtravel.com and just take a look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we get ready to fire up the show hotline for the first time today, Mary and I appreciate you being aboard with us as we broadcast across the USA. Today's B-Block and the Chief Travel Leader Conversation is sponsored by Seabourn.
If you're looking to experience a trip of a lifetime this year, come travel with Robert and me this August in Alaska aboard the Seabourn Quest. Space is limited. We're told it's almost sold out, but you can still make your 2025 travels as unique as ever and join us in America's 49th state for what I promise you is going to be a fun and adventurous trip.
Yeah, you can choose either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. As I mentioned last segment to begin the show, get all the information to book your travels and the special offer that's currently available on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. Click at the link at the top of our homepage. It says, join us, book here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise, and come travel in Alaska this August with Mary and me.
All right, as Robert mentioned at the rejoin, we are now headed to our show hotline. The CEO of Signature Travel Network, Alex Sharp, is holding and ready to join us. Let's get right into today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Alex, glad we've been able to reconnect today on air for this Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having me again. I love doing this.
Well, we always enjoy having you on here for sure. So, all right, we'll start this way. You know, going back to mid-February and then starting just 3 weeks ago, over 35 days or so, Mary and I have spent 18 of them in the Caribbean. We delivered another successful big Let's Go America tour. This time it was a Caribbean cruise with our show partner, Seabourn. It also featured a live remote broadcast of the show from Grenada back on the 15th. You know, whether, you know, it was our travel around 15 or so different islands, various airports we've been to, different hotels, cruise ports, we've experienced bustling locations with many travelers. There's no let up in people going to that part of the world. We saw that firsthand. The U.S. and British Virgin Islands, they rank pretty high with us, Alex. Do you have a favorite Caribbean destination that you enjoy with your family or that maybe Signature Travel Network does a lot of business with?
Sure. Well, I have answers to both and all of that. There are so many great Caribbean islands. You know, I think from a volume perspective, you know, Dominican Republic and certainly Turks and Caicos pull an inordinate share of our focus, with Turks and Caicos being a little bit more upscale and having some, you know, lots of luxury hotels, and Dominican Republic having a lot of all-inclusive. But when I think about it, I love St. Barts. I love going to St. Martin as well. And then when you get a little deeper in the Caribbean, you know, there are Dominica. There are some real gems that are, you know, not everyone's been to, you know, that I've been to either on a cruise ship stop years ago or I've had the chance to fly in, that are just a little more rustic, a little more out of the way, a little more secluded, and those are always fun as well. Anguilla's right up there, too.
Yeah, that's a great island. It's funny you mentioned Dominica. That was our ship captain's, one of his favorite islands.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Enjoyed that.
So, Alex, I believe this is your fifth appearance on the program with us dating back to 2020, and certainly people listening who work in the travel industry know of Signature Travel Network and the various operations and areas of focus. But for listeners out there hearing today's show where Signature is an unknown, before we get into some other things we want to talk about with you today, give everyone a basic overview of the company's strengths and areas of focus.
Sure. So we are We're a cooperative of travel agencies. So my bosses, our shareholders, are owners of travel agencies. We have about 290 travel agencies, about 600 locations, 15,000 travel advisors, and we get the chance to serve them all, which is great. And that's the reason people don't know us. We're white labeled. It's all about our members, their agencies, mm-hmm. and the expertise of those individual travel advisors. Our focus, you know, we sell more luxury cruise than anyone in the world. But it's not all we sell. We sell all kinds of cruise, all kinds of land, luxury hotels, you name it. You know, I think by and large, always the biggest area would be Europe. Yeah. Europe for us, whether it be land or cruise, is always leads the way when you look at it in aggregate. But we sell the world, and, you know, that's the real blessing of working in this business is we get a chance to experience it, to learn about it, to... you know, to bring back those memories and make sure we're carrying them on to our customers and inspiring them to travel to these places and do it the right way.
Sell you know, the world.
Yeah,
I love
no
it.
Question about that. Yeah. So we're going to go a little more from a business standpoint, since this is the Chief Travel Leader conversation part of the program, and we love doing these a couple times a month. So, I know you know a bit about my background, Alex, and I left my executive role with Disney ABC back in 1999. I started our parent company. Mary and I, we've grown it into one of the top radio syndication firms in the nation for a period, and at one point I think we had 16 different shows that we were syndicating. So the travel show that we do, we created this back in 2004, had a different host. Rudy replaced that person in 2009, and then he urged Mary and me to take on the hosting duties back in 2014. Since we moved behind the mics, the show has seen massive growth. I think we've gone from about 140 to now over 600 stations and from about 180,000 listeners to well over 1.2 million. So, and the sponsorship support's been nice. So I bring that up because I totally appreciate your background. You came to Signature Network over 14 years ago from the cruise sector of travel. You saw an opportunity to take the company to new levels of success, and that's saying a lot since the firm dates back to the mid-50s. Talk about what drew you to the company, the ambitions you had for Signature, and really how you've gone about creating sustained success all these years.
Oh, wow, that's a loaded question. I've really enjoyed it. And so Signature was a customer of mine when I was at Regent, Regent Seven Seas Cruises. They were one of our best customers, and I got to know them. And I loved the entrepreneurial spirit. You know, here I tell our owners all the time, you know, I love that they have their own businesses and they've got to scratch and claw and figure it out, and we get to be a part of that. I also love the fact that I get a paycheck every 2 months or every 2 weeks. Sometimes it feels like every 2 months. But and so I get that entrepreneurial spirit by working so closely with them and thinking about their businesses and how they grow them and how they're going to change them over time. But I get to do it, you know, from the Signature side. And so, you know, the motivation was that, frankly. What keeps me there is I love serving our members. I love serving our team and our partners. And, you know, having come from the partner side, I think it gives me a little more credibility with the partners. They know that I understand what they're up against, what their needs are, and it's about how do we serve them? How do we make sure that the collection of our 15,000 travel advisors selling a million customers a year for leisure trips, how they are, you know, making sure that we're filling ships, filling hotels, getting to destinations, getting the right customers to the right places, mm-hmm. which is so important.
So I'm going to switch gears again completely here. And since we are talking travel,
we're going all over the place.
I want to address the airlines.
Keeping me on my toes.
Yeah, there we go. And you're on the fly. You can do it. You're great. So since the world of travel reopened post-pandemic, we've seen an extended period referred to as revenge travel. Then it was kind of bucket list. A lot of travelers want to immerse more and stay in a destination even longer these days. Business travel is finally getting back to levels the industry needed to see. But we are seeing bookings for airlines and other types of travel drop a little bit. Flights are expensive right now. We're hearing this a lot from our show fans that travel's expensive. Do you see any corrections coming in different sectors of travel, or are you expecting a robust summer? It's a little early to predict fall, but let's focus on the next 3 to 5 months.
Yeah, I think,
you know, when I look at, you know, cruise business generally books the furthest out, right? And it's mm-hmm. it's a great barometer for how business is going to be for the summer. River cruise business books even earlier than ocean cruise business in most cases. River cruises are in the high 70s to low 90s in terms of occupancy for the summers right now, actually even into the fall. So the indications are very good that business will be good. Now, is future business, is that going to slow down? Will 26, you know, business slow down a little bit? You know, some of those people are booking now and through this year, you know, in anticipation for 26. Maybe. But we started this year in January in the best book position. And I say we, the travel industry, started in the best book position it's ever been in. So a few weeks of a little bit slower air transactions and things like that don't scare me a lot. I don't see a big correction for summer. We'll see if it extends, you know, if things are a little slower for another few weeks, you know, maybe fall will be a little lighter than we anticipate. But right now, 2025 is in such a great booked position. I don't anticipate we'll see a big change in pricing or anything at this point.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, and the cruise factor, we agree with that. I mean, certainly, since we've just come off of a cruise and we've spent some time with the management at Seabourn, I know what they're seeing. I know some of the other companies. We've been having conversations with some other folks in cruise, and you are right. From the river cruise side, right now, Europe looks really strong. Their big challenge, ultimately, are the rivers and the water issues that could impact things. But from a booking standpoint, looks really positive. And even some of the folks we talked to in the hotel sector right now, they're resort side, they're doing fine. So, Alex, I'm looking at the clock. We're going to come up on a hard break. And since we have a few more things that we want to discuss with you, we're going to ask you to hold with us. We'll keep you for the C block that's coming up. So please stand by for that. And we will continue when we return. So can you just give us a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right. Well, thank you.
Look forward to it.
Okay. Appreciate that. All right, so, well, folks, listen, as we hit this bottom of the hour break, our chief travel leader conversation with Alex Sharp continues. You've heard us say this, but he is the CEO of Signature Travel Network, the Destination Spotlight, National Communal Forum, Personal Connection, Right Stuff, listener emails, and a lot more are all still ahead. We'll be right back. 80% of the show is still to come.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Escape the madness that is March and get yourself some everyday earbuds by Raycon at buyraycon.com/carry. With active noise cancellation that drowns out the most maddening sounds, their everyday earbuds are your quieting sidekick for the gym, for work, and really for everywhere in between. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands, you're going to save some money. So go to buyraycon.com/carry, get 20% off the best-selling everyday earbuds, or visit rmworldtravel.com and just take a look under sponsors.
Looking for a voice that represents the American values that we all share? Our friends at amac.us/carry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Join over 2 million AMAC members and unlock valuable exclusive benefits with discounts on travel, restaurants, insurance, and other everyday services. Enroll in a 5-year membership for 47% off today at amac.us/carry. It's normally $60, but if you join now, it's just $32. That's amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in around the country on this March 29th. Today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation continues for the C Block, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And here's another way to go enjoy yourself and travel. As part of the growing Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. You're going to find over 200 resorts all over the world, including Park City in Utah, where we're heading soon for another big Let's Go America tour and live remote. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resorts style amenities.
Yeah, they certainly do. Folks, wherever travel takes you, find more information and specials at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. All right, now we're going to get back to the show hotline. We've got Signature Travel Network CEO Alex Sharp waiting. So, Mary, you want to take it?
Yeah, Alex, thanks for sticking with us. As we continue with today's Chief Travel Leader conversation, we all hear about companies wanting to move to digital technologies, but the facts are traditional media is still very relevant. TV, radio, print publications all still remain popular. Our friends at Preferred Travel Group have a magazine. It's well done. A competitor of yours, Internova, is printing the upscale travel magazine, Ultre. Signature Network has three online travel publications, the Travel Magazine Online, Ultimate Experiences, and Ready to Roam. Talk with us about the investment you've made in these offerings and the impact that they're having for you and how you kind of differentiate them from others out there.
Yeah. You know, I think marketing, and I love marketing. I wouldn't say that I'm a great marketer myself. We have some wonderful people. But as the consumer, I know that I consume marketing in a number of different ways, right? We're getting it through social media. We're getting it online. We're getting it still in print, radio, what you guys do, everything. And so it's really about being out there in a multitude of medias. And so our online publications, we also have print publications and sending hundreds of thousands of magazines out every month. I think they're critical because how different consumers consume, you know, that information, we need to reach them where they are, right? And so the digital stuff to me is probably the most exciting because it allows us to embed video, to add information, to alter it as there are updates, and it keeps it live and fresh. And so we really expanded that during COVID because, gosh, no one knew what the heck to promote and how long and when it would be available and right. if they were promoting the right thing. So we did more digital. We've gotten such a wonderful response from it because it is so immersive and, you know, with so much video and other content that we can link in there. So it's something that we're really proud of, and I think it's inspiring people to travel and ask questions and learn about destinations and then come back to their travel advisor and book.
All right, 180 we're going to go again because we really are going to continue to push this with Alex. We're going to continue to find the weak spot here. But in this case, this is something pretty important. So earlier this week, I saw something you posted on LinkedIn. I found it very moving. And I want to give you an opportunity to talk about it here, Alex, since we are blessed with such a large national audience. In addition to your role with Signature Travel Network, you've taken on another role as co-board chairman with the Tyler Robinson Foundation. Now, what caught my attention is this is a foundation that involves travel, but it also involves music, and it's combating cancer. So you have a major gala coming later this year. Talk about Tyler, your role, and what's ahead.
Sure. So Tyler's a young man who we lost way too early. He was 17. His parents own one of our travel agencies, and they had just joined Signature, and this is going back 12 years. And I went to visit him early on in our relationship, and I was saying, hey, I haven't seen you. I want you to dig in more. And they said, well, gosh, we've had this tragedy in our house, and our son passed away, so of course I dug in, and as we got to know each other, we got to learn the story. Tyler's, like many teenage kids, loves music, and he loved an upstart band back then. And there was a line in the song that was, "The path to heaven is lined in miles of clouded hell." And when you're going through cancer treatments as a 15, 16-year-old and then a 17-year-old, that's a meaningful thing. That band is now Grammy Award-winning Imagine Dragons.
And no so, way. Oh, wow.
You know, it's a lot of fun. Those guys are intimately involved in the organization. We've helped thousands of families. We fund families that have a kid with cancer. So we give them a financial planner. We give them a grant. We help them financially so that they can focus on what's most important, and that's the health and the time with their children. And so we do an event every year in Las Vegas, which is where the band is. They, at the end of it, they do an acoustic concert, and we raise a couple of $1 million, which helps so many families, and it's just a feel-good thing. But I will add this. These are travel people, but travel people help travel people. So now this gala is all about all of our supplier partners and our other travel agencies and our friends in travel are all there. And we've just kind of taken over the whole thing. And it feels good. It's a lot.
And I want to give folks, the website is just trf.org, trf.org. Again, Tyler Robinson Foundation. So appreciate that. Alex, we only have a minute left, so it's going to be a really quick question for you. You know, give us one or two things you expect we'll all be talking about specific to the world of travel in the months ahead.
Yeah, I know people are a little hesitant right now, and they're wondering if things are going to slow down and when things are going to slow down. But I really think this world has gotten so much more resilient. Travel has become such an integral part of our lives. I think we're going to be talking about more travel and more travel and more travel. I really do. I'm looking forward to a great finish to 2025 and into 2026. And, you know, I think capacity is going to be an issue, right? Booking early, getting people excited about it and inspiring them.
Well, we all know, again, travel, it's a uniter for all of us, and that's a good 100%. Thing. So, Alex, listen, always time well spent connecting with you. Thank you for the extended time today. We really appreciate that. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
You too. Take care. Thank you so much.
Be well. Take care. Thank you, Alex.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes Alex Sharp.
Very
good conversation.
Whole show with Alex.
Really is.
I always love talking to him.
Always appreciate his candor.
Yep.
And again, that organization.
And knowledge, folks, yeah.
He did not know I was even going to bring that up, but TRF.org. Yeah. It really was very moving.
All right. Well, we're headed into another sponsor's break. Today's Destination Spotlight is coming up in 10 minutes. It's going to focus on California. But next, Rudy's going to delve into jet lag and red-eye flights and more. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by amac.us/carry. Folks, plain and simple, you need to join AMAC. AMAC stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens, and here's a great reason to make it happen now, because we've got some exciting news that you won't want to miss. Our team at amac.us/carry is giving away $500 in cash to one lucky winner. And if that's not enough, everyone who enters will get a free one-year AMAC membership, which means access to exclusive discounts, benefits, and the kind of conservative news and advocacy that you won't find anywhere else. These folks are the real deal. They're the conservative alternative to AARP, fighting for our values, our freedoms, and the things that matter most. You'll also get exclusive discounts that are huge on travel, insurance, restaurants, and an array of everyday services. So here's what you need to do. Just go to amac.us/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, amac.us/carry right now, and enter to win that $500 and get your free one-year membership. Totally free. Just takes a few seconds. This offer expires very soon, March 31st. So sign up today and get your friends and family to sign up and go on and win the $500. You can join amac.us/carry and become a part of the movement that stands for you and your future, also by going to a link at rmworldtravel.com and looking under sponsors. Well, if you're like most Americans who fly to Europe, your flight departs the U.S. at night and lands early in the morning at Europe. But our next guest has got a different idea. Take a day flight instead. Now, I will say they're nowhere near the number of day flights over the Atlantic Ocean compared to night flights, but even if you have to take a short flight to catch a day flight from, say, New York or Chicago or Toronto or Boston, it might be worth it, says Zach Wichter, who is our consumer travel reporter from USA Today. Excuse me, he's a consumer travel reporter at USA Today, and he recently wrote an article on why you might want to consider a day flight. Welcome back to the show, Zach. So you take a day flight to Europe, and you land in time for dinner. What is the advantage of that?
Yeah, so as you said, these flights can be a little bit hard to find, but if you have it as an option, I think it's a great way to travel. It's what I like to do myself when I go to Europe. And the advantage is really I find that it helps me get onto European time much more easily. Anyone who's been to Europe from the U.S. has probably had the experience where they take that overnight flight, they land, you know, first thing in the morning, but their hotel room isn't ready until 3 or 4 p.m. And so then they have to spend an exhausting day kind of schlepping around the city that they've landed in, doing some sightseeing and dragging themselves through the day until they can finally get into their hotel to shower and refresh. If you get there at night, like I said, you can have a late dinner. You go to bed sort of late in Europe, you get a full night's sleep, you wake up the next morning, and then you're pretty much on European time. So if you have this as an option, it's a really nice way to be able to do it.
I will agree with you. I have flown several day flights, and it's much more. Look, first of all, I have trouble sleeping on a plane. I don't care if I'm in first class or business class, whatever it's called today, with lie-flat seats and fancy comforters and pillows. I just can't sleep on a plane. I've tried every kind of, you know, diet and pill, and I just can't do it. And I'm fine when I land at 7 or 8 in the morning in Europe. But I'm
right.
By 1 or 2 in the afternoon, I want to go face down on the sidewalk. And as you say, many European hotels won't let you in till 4, so you don't have any place to go face down. So I mentioned the cities that I think I did a little research, New York, Chicago, Toronto, mm-hmm. Boston, that have a day flight. I mean, there's only about, you know, 8 of them or something, 18 of them, I think, in the United States. It doesn't cost any more. The biggest argument, I guess, people say is, oh, but I've lost a day in Europe, because when you leave at night in America and you land in the morning, you know, you haven't. I've lost a day in Europe. You would argue, I guess, that you're going to lose most of a day anyway because you're exhausted.
That's exactly right. So I actually just did this recently. I had an overnight flight to Europe. I landed, and then I had the better part of a day to spend in Munich before my hotel room was ready. And as you just said, you know, by like 12 o'clock in the afternoon, I was ready to go to sleep, and I still had to wait for my hotel room to be ready. And that to me was essentially a lost day because I was exhausted. I wasn't really having fun. I would have preferred to just be able to refresh and then maybe after I took a nap, do some more exploring. But that just wasn't in the cards for me on that trip. Times that I've taken the daytime flight, yes, you're spending the day traveling, but you still, frankly, even on that first day, get at least a few hours to do stuff. Because like I said, you land in time for a late dinner, and Europe generally is a pretty late night place. So you're going to have that late dinner. The bars will probably still be open if you want to go out for a drink. And after a day or overnight of travel, you're going to be tired and ready to sleep one way or the other anyway.
I agree with you, and I don't find that nap helps me. It throws me off as well. And if you need proof of this, just fly, when you fly back during the day from Europe and you land in time for dinner in America, it feels better. Zach Wichter is a consumer travel reporter at USA Today. Zach, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as Mary and I bring all of you back to RM World Travel Central here in the New York City area, it is time for the Destination Spotlight as we focus on America's 31st state. That would be California, admitted to the Union back in 1850. But first, we're sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel like we do, but you don't enjoy all the travel planning, well, then go guided with Colette. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences so you get to delight in your destination without all that stress of making those travel plans.
You know, Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. We're going to talk to them next hour in the Personal Connection. Folks, go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them. Go to Colette.com for more information and show savings, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. California is such a vast state that we could easily devote all 2 hours to it, so we've decided to go in a bit of a different direction today and welcome Steve Stuck. He's the CEO of the California Broadcasters Association and joins us now.
Well, a different spin indeed, Mary. Steve, good morning. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning, Robert and Mary. Good to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. So listen, we're going to get right into this because your state offers more to travelers than most countries, Steve, from top cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, there's San Diego, an array of popular theme parks. You know, there's the natural wonders I'm thinking about right now, Yosemite, Death Valley, you got wine country in Santa Barbara and Napa and elsewhere. So if you're a sports fan, you've got it all out there for sure. Can't say I really loved what happened with the Dodgers last year and my Yankees, but you got college sports, you got great golf, boating, biking, skiing, horse racing. I mean, I could go on. And I know you live there in the Sacramento area where this show is heard on AM 1380 KTKZ Radio. Talk about what, you know, you most enjoy about California and all that it offers visitors.
Well, you know, you kind of set it up well, but I refer to California really as the ultimate playground because you go from the beaches of the Pacific Ocean to the Sierra Nevada mountains and everything in between. And, you know, it offers you everything from, you know, surfing, hiking, climbing, even, you know, smaller sports like skateboarding and other things. But then, you know, there's nothing better than the food and wine and the entertainment that is there. And then, you know, I think you could bring any person here and it would be hard not to find something that was interesting and enjoyable for them. So I think it's just a wealth of offerings, and so exciting to live here and excited to talk about it today.
Yeah, it's a great state. Just the diversity alone, like you said, and topography and everything, one of our favorite states. So I'm going to take you in a different direction for a minute here, but it's in your wheelhouse since you're the CEO of the California Association of Broadcasters. You're a three-time Emmy Award winner for Station and News Excellence. You know how important having AM radio is in cars to your state and, frankly, to the country. Things felt a lot differently last year about this topic, but do you feel confident that our government leaders are starting to understand why AM radio is so important for both security reasons as well as, you know, really for free programming?
No, I definitely do. You know, I was just in D.C. actually about 2 weeks ago and talking to a lot of our legislators on the Hill, and this has been a topic for really 2 years. And the key on this is really that the AM radio is part of our emergency alert system, and it's really a lifeline for anything emergency that's happening. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, we unfortunately just had these LA fires that existed, and people were literally going to their cars to listen to information because the power might have gone out, the, you know, things have happened. And so it was really a lifeline for those individuals at the fires. But in general, it's important that we do this not only for the emergencies, but also there's 82 million people across the country that listen to AM radio. And still, it's a significant sector. And so legislators, I think, are on board. We've gotten a large percentage of them already signing on to a bill that's existing. And we do feel that it will pass this year.
That's good news.
I hope so.
We all feel better.
Thanks
about it
for
right
the
now.
Work
sure.
you're doing
Absolutely
with that. Yeah.
For that. All right. So I'm going to bring it back to travel and tourism and the economic power they deliver. You know, you think about airports and all the operations that are involved with that, hotels, motels, B&Bs, resorts, again, with every level of personnel and all the supporting businesses that go into it. I mentioned the theme parks and skiing earlier. We've got taxis, rental cars, buses, trains, RV and camping, whatever. And then business travel. Right. So all of these sectors, they contribute massively to California's economy. They're also important to local radio and TV stations, Steve, as you know, as well, for advertisers. Where are some places that you've experienced that you like to recommend to visitors when they come to California?
Yeah, well, keep in mind first that, you know, California is the fifth largest economy in the world. So it's, you know, it's, I think sometimes people forget about that. But I think, you know, as stations where we focus or where we get most of our advertising is from the theme parks, of course. You got, you know, Disney, Legoland, Universal Studios, and the like. But then we also get a lot of stuff for, you know, concerts, which people don't think about. Indie casinos, which is another area where you not only can do gambling, but you can do, you know, shows and different things. And so that's the big stream that comes into our business and really is keeps us healthy.
All right. Last question today, Steve. In your opinion, what's the most Californian thing to do when visiting your state that you think everyone should experience when they come, if they can, when they come to California?
You know, that's a tough one because you kind of between the beaches and the mountains. But I would say, you know, Yosemite is an incredible experience. You can hike Half Dome. You can do those things. Or the beaches. I mean, if you're a surfer, everywhere from La Jolla up to Huntington Beach up to Malibu, no better surfing and opportunities.
I'd agree with that. Steve, listen, it goes by quickly on the show. I really appreciate your time today for our California focus. We hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys. If you're in Sacramento, look us up.
Right, yeah, definitely.
Take care, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there's a different spin, Mary, on the Destination Spotlight.
Very good one at that. Yep.
Absolutely. So, all right, that's how we're going to put a wrap on Hour 1 for today, everyone. Hour 2 will begin in about 7 minutes as we convene the National Communal Forum. We've got the personal connection still ahead, the right stuff, listener emails, and a lot more. Thanks for listening wherever, however you connect with us. Don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.